Hey, and welcome to another episode of Sirhant Soundtracks. Today is day 97 of quarantine. Haha, just kidding. But what I'm not kidding about is how I'm handling this wave, and I talk about great things that came from horrible situations in this audio vlog. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, here we go. Normal day. Oh, God.
All right, Yuri, we're going to the office.
Self-isolation.
We're already here. Help.
Help me.
I just had a terrible dream that like the whole world fell apart and there's this virus. It's like with a bat and like stuff, and we're quarantined, and I'm like in New Hampshire and I can't show apartments. I don't have my team and like by myself and everything's weird. And like I have to wear boots and flannel now and I haven't shaved. Oh wait, that's not a dream, that's real life. Welcome to a new vlog. All right, I just thought I'd start off being a little dramatic. I'm also kind of losing my mind just a little bit. I thought that because doing a property tour would make no sense right now because there are no properties to tour. I'm quarantined in New Hampshire. New York City's on total lockdown. I'm not even allowed to drive my Escalade with the New York plates on it because people will spit on it. Anyway, I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be strong. I'm gonna be a survivor.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna give up.
I'm growing out the beard so I can assimilate and blend in today. For this week's vlog is just to do a day in the life of what my life is like in quarantine. First things up is we work out. Quarantine style. I wear tights now. I wear tights. Because it's so cold here. The fact that we're totally blending into this whole new quarantine life, like I do FaceTime workouts. Where's my headband? I need my headband! Found it. What's so crazy to me is we're all kind of getting along doing this weird world. So either one, when this is all over, no one's gonna wanna see each other ever again because you don't need to. Because I just have a Zoom cocktail. I don't have to sit in traffic to go and see you. Like, why would I wanna see you? And two, we might just all lose our minds, right? What if quarantine goes on forever? This is my gym, my mat, and my weights. All right, so now I'm gonna set up the phone. And Lala's gonna call me and Jason, and we are gonna work out. I hate working out by myself. I need companionship. Oh, God. So welcome to a new round of something we like to call Sirhant Sweat. Okay, I'm like so out of shape now. We did 3 giant sets for an hour. So every day now is kind of like a full body day, right? Because why the fuck not? Okay, now go see the baby, take a shower.
Do you like quarantine?
Yeah. Yep. We have the same feelings about this whole thing. Yeah.
Hi.
What are you working on, a puzzle?
Puzzle, like everybody else.
That's what we do now. We make puzzles. This is my wife. There actually isn't a woman attached to this amazing head of hair, but this is what I keep with me. I brought this to New Hampshire. It's beautiful. I just play with it, you know. Oh, there's a hand. We found a hand. We found a hand. Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Now you may recognize this as my gym, but it's also my office. What's up? Home gym, home office, all in the same place. Something, 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 all up in your face. Yep. Also, this is how I talk now. Right? This is my quarantine accent. Office. What up? Coffee. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nope. I just made up that language. All right, we got a team meeting coming up in 2 minutes. We're going through
we are going through COVID-19 and how to manage during the coronavirus, because the real estate business has come to a standstill. We are going to rock and roll.
Morning, Ron.
Hi.
Yeah. Nice shirtless video there, Dwarfy.
I'm burnt out of my mind. I can't wear any more clothing.
Cry me a river. Aloe vera will be fun. Hello. Welcome to another Monday morning in quarantine. I have not totally lost my mind yet, but I'm definitely on the way. This is, I don't really know what to say. This is a bit unprecedented, right? I don't think anybody ever anticipated this was going to happen. But what I will say is we're always going to look back at this and say kind of what we were doing. And for us, right? We're all real estate agents. None of us are running our own businesses right now. We don't have massive leases to pay and staffs of 200. Like, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who run real businesses. And I mean, it is like, I can't even imagine like the decisions that you have to make because everything feels so in limbo. Like, what do you do? So I think there's always kind of a silver lining to all this, which is one, I think we're all very, very, very lucky for those of us that are on this call. We're all very healthy, or at least we are recovered from not being healthy, which is a good thing. And I think this will still pass. It is still a virus, but I do think that we have to plan and prepare for life kind of not going back to normal until sometime this summer, right? I don't think the city's going to open up again until June.
Are you not nervous that people are going to want to like not be in the city after all this ridiculousness?
Listen, if New York was stronger after 9/11, and that was just New York. New York was stronger after Hurricane Sandy, and that was like just New York and the Rockaways and the Jersey Shore. Like, that was all very, very, very specific to this specific location. New York happens to be a place 8 million people live in day in and day out, and 11 million people come to Monday through Friday. Like, it's going to be okay.
In Target right now, because this quarantine is going to go a lot longer than we anticipated, and we only packed like 3 days worth of clothes. So I'm here with all my friends.
What world do we live in? It's crazy.
Who's in my baby? Oh yeah, who's in my baby? I've been in quarantine for 2 weeks. I need a bracelet. Can we call Steven Soderbergh from Contagion? Anyway, oil change.
Now we're at Walmart, and look what I just found.
All right, in all seriousness though, let's talk about good things. Let's talk about good news. Let's talk about good things that happen. Anytime you turn on the news, it's always, oh my God, this, that, the other. The stock market's tanking, people are dying, people are self-isolated, people are complaining, everyone's upset. Let me just say, the greatest people in the history of the world right now are our healthcare workers, are our police officers, doctors, surgeons, nurses, volunteers, the army, the military, the people who are literally putting their own bodies and lives in harm's way to come out and help everybody else for a little to no pay, right? Insane. Insane, leaving their families and their kids behind so they can go and help us because we can't wash our fucking hands. Thank you to all the healthcare workers. If you know somebody who works at a hospital, if you know a doctor, firefighter, if you know a police officer, if you know someone who is in the military, thank them right now. Stop watching this video. Thank them. And then come back, okay? Come back because I need your love, right? I'm by myself right now. But I want to talk about good news. I want to talk about good news, good things that have come out of bad things, that have come out of bad news, because I think that's really, really, really important to focus on the end game. What is the best that can come through what we're going through right now, right? And let's go back to history and let's pay attention to what's happened in history. Law of gravity, that was Isaac Newton, came out of the bubonic plague. Fast forward to the Great Depression, 25% unemployment, okay? Hits in 1929, lasts almost 10 years. The stock market crash, everything, everything. The world falls apart. And there's this guy named Leo, good old Leo. Leo is unemployed like everybody else, right? But he was even unemployed before the Great Depression hits. He didn't have jobs. He was going dead-end job to dead-end job to dead-end job. And he decides, you know what? Screw this. Everything's falling to shit. You know what I like? I like radios. I like a good radio. He liked tinkering with radios, playing with radios, figuring things out. And so that's what he started doing. He scraped some money together and he started building out these things called amplifiers. And he started building these amplifiers for musicians because in the Great Depression, guess what people turn to? Just like now, content. Hello. People like content. People like music. And there was no YouTube or TV in the Great Depression, but there was music and there was people playing music, and those people needed amplifiers. So he created those. Fast forward a little bit longer and he meets this other guy and they create this thing called the lap steel guitar. Leo was Leo Fender. The company that he built out of the Great Depression was the Fender Musical Instrument Company, and he invented the electrical fucking guitar, right? You know what else came out of the Great Depression? These two guys doing comic books, right? Literally, like, that's it. Just two guys doing comic books. The Great Depression hits, right? They're about to go into World War II, around the corner. Fascism is this thing in Germany, bad thing. People are nervous. People are scared about so many things. And so you know what the people needed? You know what the American people needed? They needed a hero. Superman has gone on to blow up box offices to the tune of billions of dollars. Comic books, movies, TV shows, everything out of the Great Depression. Basketball came out of a recession. The amount of things that came out of quarantines, disease, recessions, depressions is mind-boggling. Scary times are the mother of invention. Financial stress breeds invention more than anything else. Putting your back up against the wall. If you've watched Sell Like Sirhan, you know, I talk about it all the time. What's your wall? Right now, 215 million people in the United States are quarantined at home. A lot of them are losing their jobs every single day, and their backs are up against the wall. Maybe you're one of those people too. Maybe you're sick watching this right now. Maybe you know somebody that's been sick from COVID-19 and you've lost that person. And I feel for you. Use that fear, that anger that you have at this stupid fucking disease and at your employer for having to let you go. But also understand that the employer had to let you go. It's not that they wanted to, they had to, right? Empathize with them and understand that your new wall is this damn virus. And coming out of self-isolation better than ever before, a better you than ever before. And that better you, that's your aunt. That's what I'm calling it, right? That's what I'm making this whole week for me about. I'm in self-isolation in New Hampshire, and I'm my and, okay? The thing that I'm doing all day long, because I'm here, I'm sitting at my desk, I'm doing work, I'm on the phone all day long, I'm still a real estate broker, even though people can't go see apartments or homes anymore. My and is I'm doing all this, and I'm writing my next book, okay? I am writing my next book. I'm announcing it right here. Don't tell anybody, I'm not supposed to talk about it right now. I'm just doing it because I'm kind of in the zone. I'm writing my next book. Two people on my team, Sonia, she's managing all of her contacts. She's doing her follow-up, follow-through, follow-back. She's managing her entire day. She's networking virtually as best she possibly can to get ready for when this is all over so she can crush life. And she's writing her next album. She's a musician. Jen, on my team as well, runs all of our new devs. She is doing all of our follow-up with all of our developers, managing all the pre-development for all of our projects, everything else she does, building out all of our guides. And she used to draw when she was in high school. Then she went to college, didn't have time for it, then got a job, didn't have time for it, then got into real estate, didn't have time for it. Her aunt, she picked up drawing again. She's been drawing the most amazing pictures ever. And she's like, I wish I'd never stopped this. What's your aunt, okay? What is your aunt? Think of it, figure it out. What's that thing that you let go of because of the job that you used to have or the job that you still have, but maybe you don't even like? What is that and? Leave it in your comments. Let me know. All right, so that's this week's vlog. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. It's a little bit different. Listen, we're self-isolating. what do you want from me? I can't shave anymore. Oh, just a little thing. You know, I'm in New Hampshire. I'm just doing the best I can, and I'm working on my and. I'm going to make this book the greatest book in the history of the world just for you. We're working on the course every single day to make the course the greatest course in the history of the world just for you. And I just want to give you guys good content, and I want to make sure that we all love each other so much every day. Stay healthy. Stay happy. Work on your and I will see you next week. All right? I promise. I'll be here. You better be here. If you're not here, I'm coming to your house. Wait, I can't come. I'm not allowed to leave my house. I'll see you next week.
I was given a dollhouse by my parents when I was a kid, and we never put it together because no one had time. Well, I don't have that dollhouse anymore, but I did get a dollhouse several years ago for my kids. Also, had never put it together. And during this quarantine, we're restoring the dollhouse.
Hey Ryan, I'm Devin, and my and is to become the best filmmaker I've been in my life.
I'm hoping to use this time to get this book done and maybe self-publish it myself.
This week alone, I have finished this hat, and I've been wanting to knit this specific hat for over a year, haven't had the time.